Hype Network presents it.
Hindi ako sinupot ng fiancé ko sa wedding day namin. Pwede ko ba siya kasuhan?
Hi! We are on to our season finale, mga kataks! Just like that, naka 12 episodes na tayo. Because of the current setup brought by this pandemic, nagawa natin itong show na to. At dahil din sa epekto ng pandemic, nagkaroon tayo ng maraming time to discover new skills. Yung hindi marunong magluto, nagkaroon ng time sa kusina. Yung iba, na-hone yung writing and drawing skills. Others were able to publish books dahil sa haba ng tinagal nitong COVID pandemic. Yung iba naman, nagkaroon ng time para makapag-isip-isip. Such that, yung mga nakaset ng magpakasal, as in may wedding gown na, nag-send na ng wedding invitations, may caterer na, etc. Aba, sa haba ng time para mag-isip, umatras sa kasal sabay text ng, "I do not know what I want anymore. I don't think I'm ready for this." Ouch! Ang masaklap, gumastos na ang parehong parties para sa kasal. But, more than that, yung embarrassment na dinanas ng supposed to be soon-to-be bride, diba? And so she called me for advice. Pwede ba daw niyang sampahan ng kaso si kuya para pilitin sa pangako niyang pakakasalan siya? Ang sagot, syempre hindi. Hindi mo pwedeng pilitin yung isang tao na magpakasal sa'yo. Kasi kung magpapakasal ka, makakasama mo na yan habang buhay eh. Natural lang na dapat mabigyan ka ng choice kung magpapakasal ka sa taong yan o hindi. Ang problema lang dito kay kuya, alanganin pala siya, umoo-oo na magpakasal. Pumayag-payag na mag-hire ng wedding coordinator. Magpatahi ng gown para sa mga abay. Nag-hire ng caterer. Nagpa-reserve ng venue. Ganun! Okay! So, ganun na nga. Hindi mo pwedeng pilitin ang isang tao na magpakasal. So, ano ang pwedeng gawin ni Ate Girl? Okay. I know you're all dying to hear the answer, but let's have a short break muna. I'll be back.
This is 480 TV Pod.
Hype Network's 480 Second TV After Show Podcast.
I'm Sandy.
And I'm Rachel.
This season, we are going to talk about Loki.
Tune in every Sunday wherever you get your podcasts.
480 TV Pod.
From Pipe Network.
Hello, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Sting Lasson,
the host of the Couch Tomato Podcast.
Catch new episodes every Monday.
Usually.
Or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at The Couch Tomato.
To get updates and teasers on what we're watching and reviewing next.
The Couch Tomato Podcast.
Do the reviews.
So you don't need to watch it.
If you don't want to.
And I'm back! So, kung hindi mo pwedeng pilitin si kuya na magpakasal dito kay Ate Girl, ano ang remedy niya? Okay, unfortunately again, sabi ng Supreme Court, a mere breach of a promise to marry is not an actionable wrong. Ibig sabihin, generally speaking, hindi siya pwedeng kasuhan sa pagbabago niya ng isip na magpakasal. So I told her instead, Mare, hindi ba natin mapipilit magpakasal sa'yo yung damuho na yan? Pwede naman kitang igante. Kasuhan natin ng damages, di ba? Tabla-tabla na. Kasi, sabi sa isang desisyon ng Supreme Court, quoting Article 21 ng Civil Code ay, any person who willfully causes loss or injury to another in a manner that is contrary to morals, good customs, or public policy shall compensate the latter for the damage. So, pwedeng maging liable for actual damages yung lalaki para sa mga nagastos ng bride. Hindi pala bride, soon to be bride. So, nabanggit ko na kanina, a mere breach of promise to marry is not an actionable wrong. But to formally set a wedding and go through all the preparation and publicity and incur considerable expenses only to walk out of it when the matrimony is about to be solemnized is quite different. This is unjustifiably contrary to good customs for which si Kuya must be held answerable in damages in accordance with Article 21. At hindi lang yung actual damages magiging liable si Kuya. Moral at exemplary damages din ay recoverable kung mapapatunayan mo that he acted in a wanton, fraudulent, reckless, oppressive, or malevolent manner. So ano ba itong sinasabing moral damages? Ang moral damages ay ibinibigay bilang pampalubag loob doon sa taong dumanas ng suffering. Kasali sa moral damages yung physical suffering, paghihirap mo sa kakaisip, yung pagkatakot mo, kung nakaramdam ka ng malubhang pagkabalisa, kung nabahiran ang reputasyon mo, nasaktan ang damdamin, moral shocks, social humiliation, and other similar injury. So kahit hindi naman susukat sa pera yung dinanas mo, pwede mo pa rin i-recover yung moral damages kung they are the proximate result of Kuya's wrongful act or omission. Eh ano naman itong exemplary damages? Ito naman ay para hindi pamarisan si Kuya. Para maging liable siya for this, kailangan mong patunayan na walang habas, walang patumandang, mapanlin lang, mapang-api, at masama ang kanyang naging pamamaraan. Okay? So alam mo na, kung hindi pa sigurado, huwag magko-commit. Okay? By the way, this episode is the Attorney Chia Show's first season finale. The persons involved in this show will be taking a one-month break. Do not fret though, we will definitely be back. So if you want updates on the Attorney Chia Show, please like the Pipe Network Facebook page. And then lahat ng mga previous episodes natin, you can listen to them over and over para hindi nyo kayo masyadong mag-miss. Or you may send in your questions and we'll try to answer them. Thank you!
For more local podcasts, check out more shows from Pilipinas Indie Podcast and Entertainment Network.